KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 71 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning and possibly again late this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Radar does show some scattered showers and thunderstorms, basically stretching from just south of Manila, where they have light rain, to south and southwest of Audubon, and then that stretches over all the way to the southeast toward the Indianola area. And along the way, it's we're in the Guthrie Center, and as we mentioned, right along the I-80 corridor with near Stewart, and then over toward the Des Moines metro area, and a separate shower line of showers stretching from the I-80 corridor here in Cass County, southwestward down through Red Oak, Essex, and Shenandoah. Just a little cell there around Griswold that's a little bit heavier than the rest. Well, in the news, Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall reports deadlines for property taxes, driver's license, and motor vehicles in Cass County Treasurer's Office have been extended in response to COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issued a proclamation Friday that extends deadlines to July 25th for March 2020 property tax payments, driver's license, vehicle registration renewals, vehicle title registration, and license plates. Keep in mind the September 2020 tax payments will be due soon, and they also take out partial tax payments. While her office is open by appointment only for Cass County citizens, Marshall says they are encouraging citizens to use online, mail, email, and the Dropbox if possible. Online payments can be made at www.iowatreasurers.org. Mail-in payments can be mailed to Cass County Treasurer at 5 West 7th Street in Atlantic, zip code 50022. The drop box is located at the courthouse main entrance door. Anyone with questions regarding property tax, driver's license, or motor vehicle inquiries should contact the Cass County Treasurer's office during their business hours at 712-243-5503 or email cass.treasurer@cascoiowa.us. Two people were injured and transported to a hospital following a pursuit in northwest Iowa that ended in a crash. The accident happened around 7:30 p.m. Friday in Woodbury County. State Patrol says a 2006 Dodge Charger driven by 18-year-old Elijah Dean of Sioux City was traveling north on South Paxton in Sioux City, attempting to elude police following a shooting incident that took place at an earlier location. The car ran a stop sign at the intersection with Transit Avenue and struck a 2008 Chevy Impala driven by 36-year-old Kevin Lawrence of Sioux City. Following the crash, Dean, who suffered minor injuries, tried to flee on foot before being taken into custody. Kevin Lawrence suffered serious injuries in the crash. Both were transported to Mercy One Hospital in Sioux City. Authorities said both drivers were wearing a seatbelt. The upcoming Independence Day holiday would ordinarily be a very busy one for vacationing Iowans, but a new estimate finds travel will be down about 15% this summer compared to last year. Mark Peterson, a spokesman for AAA of Iowa, says the COVID-19 pandemic has more people itching to get out and go, but fewer of them are expected to hit the road just to be on the safe side.
No, it won't be as busy. It's going to be down. People are still going to be concerned and conservative in the way they address some of their travel. It's kind of like a wait-and-see attitude.
Airports in Iowa and at various destinations will be nearly vacant. Leisure air travel is predicted to be down 74% between July and September from a year ago. Worse yet, travel by rail, bus, or cruise ship is expected to fall 86% for the quarter as compared to 2019. With people avoiding airports and hotels, Iowa recreational vehicle dealers are reporting record sales and rentals.
More people want to be a little safer, a little more inclusive. When they go out and they're going to spend the night someplace, they know that the place they're going to stay is going to be safe. So they know that that RV is going to be the best way to go at this point in time. So, yeah, they are actually being used a tad bit more this year.
While the interstates and highways are more sparsely traveled these days, he warns that's not an invitation for motorists to ignore the speed limit.
There isn't as many cars and the road's a little bit open, and all of a sudden we seem to be having people traveling a tad bit faster. We're getting record numbers of vehicles traveling in excess of 100 miles per hour.
Road trips in cars are still popular for those who are traveling, accounting for 97% of the favored modes of transportation. Car trips are expected to see the smallest decrease in travel volume of just 3% year over year. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that changes the rules for awarding state grants to businesses that promise to expand broadband service. A spokesman for the governor says $5 million will be distributed in the next 12 months. In addition, the state will use $85 million in federal pandemic response money for broadband projects. That block of money is to be distributed based on federal guidelines. Representative Ray Bubba Sorensen from Greenfield says up to 35% of the project costs can be covered by the state grant money.
The Empower Rural Iowa Broadband Grant Fund will award grants based on a competitive basis that is weighted towards providing faster speeds and serving the unserved and underserved areas.
Senator Rich Taylor says service at his home just outside of Mount Pleasant is very limited.
And if we really want to keep our kids in our rural communities, we've got to provide better internet service for them.
The new law Reynolds signed this week directs state officials to drop new, more accurate maps showing broadband speeds so it's clear where the internet access is slow or non-existent. Opposition from lobbyists for the liquor and restaurant industries helped to kill a price increase on Iowa booze that was intended to discourage problem drinking. The Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division announced on June the 5th that it would implement a price floor for liquor products beginning on July the 1st. The plan would have set a minimum unit price for liquor based on bottle size and alcohol by volume. Emails released Friday show that the Iowa Restaurant Association, representatives of national liquor brands, and one of Iowa's largest distributors all raised concerns about the change. The division abruptly withdrew the plan on June the 12th. An Iowa agency whose power to remove problem officers was recently expanded generally has taken years to ban those who commit serious crimes and rarely punishes officers for improperly policing alone. Records show the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy Council has sought to decertify 17 officers in the last 2.5 years after determining that they had committed crimes or misconduct that warranted their removal from the profession. An Associated Press review found that most of those officers had been found guilty of felonies, domestic violence, or other crimes that disqualify them from working in law enforcement. Only one officer since 2018 has been decertified for improper police work. Grandview Park Bandshell is the latest Sioux City landmark defaced by vandals, and a suspect was arrested on the scene late this week. Damage was discovered early Thursday morning. Graffiti was spray-painted in the bandshell along and the front sides of it. Kelly Bach of the City Parks Department says repairs won't be cheap.
Bandshell paint is a special paint that's like a two-part epoxy because of the nature of the construction of it. You know, it's over a concrete, so you can't just use regular latex paint. Also, the removal makes it a little more difficult because of that paint.
Fox says it won't be a quick fix either, as other nearby areas of Grandview Park were also damaged.
It may be a little longer process than normal, but we will get that removed as quickly as we can. We also have some spots on the concrete within the Rose Garden, and that'll have to be high-pressure washed with some heat to it to get that removed.
Bach's reaction to the damage was like most people's would be as he surveyed what the vandals had done.
Well, it's disappointing, but we'll move on. We'll take care of what we need to do, and we'll go from there.
He says it's too early for a total estimate on what the repairs will cost. Police report officers found a man hiding in the park who matched the description of a witness as one of the vandals. Officers arrested 23-year-old Estevan E. Avila of Sioux City for criminal mischief and possession of a controlled substance. Earlier this week, vandals painted racist graffiti on a building leading to the War Eagle Monument. It's an area that is considered sacred in the Native American community, as War Eagle and several members of his family are buried there. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.